With Yellowstone Public Radio News. Good evening, I'm Bree Ripley. Wind-driven wildfires have destroyed more homes in northwestern and central Montana. The Missoulian reports that at least 10 homes and 30 other buildings in an Amish community near the Canadian border were burned Saturday. A separate fire destroyed four cabins northeast of Lincoln on Sunday. There are now 90 residents under evacuation orders as the 33-square-mile fire continues to spread. A cold front this weekend brought wind gusts that fanned fires burning across the state. The 17 large fires that saw significant growth burned at least 155 square miles of new land over the weekend. Governor Steve Bullock issued a statement on the fires to the media yesterday.
We are facing a very challenging and unprecedented fire season in Montana and throughout the West.
Bullock's statement came after the Rice Ridge fire nearly doubled in size to more than 100,000 acres on Sunday. And after the Alice Creek fire forced midnight hour evacuations on Sunday, new evacuations were also ordered for the West Fork near Libby. And that's just a little bit of what's happening with the dozens of large fires in Montana right now. Governor Bullock says there's still plenty of fire season to go, too.
The reality is Montana is in a severe drought, and the conditions are ripe for continued severe fires throughout September. Local, state, and federal partners are working together to ensure we are and will continue to use every available resource to fight these fires.
Bullock issued state of emergency and disaster executive orders due to fire and drought in June, July, and August. He has mobilized more than 300 Montana National Guard troops for the fire effort, which yesterday the governor said includes 125 aircraft and more than 4,000 firefighters and staff, plus thousands of volunteer firefighters. More information on wildfires can be found at our website. That's ypradio.org. Environmental regulators say they've detected potentially unsafe levels of bacteria in two creeks in a popular Wyoming tourist destination. The high levels of E. coli bacteria turned up recently in Fish Creek and Flat Creek in Jackson Hole. Teton County Public Health Response Coordinator Rachel Wheeler says local streams look pristine, but people should be more leery about the water. E. coli occurs naturally in the digestive tracts of animals and people, but can make people sick with flu-like symptoms. Also, E. coli tends to occur alongside other bacteria that cause illness. Teton Conservation District water specialist Carlin Gerard tells the Jackson Hole News and Guide he would feel comfortable being submerged in either stream, but he says that might not be a good idea for everybody, particularly children. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department will give out 100 cans of bear deterring spray to hunters at the regional office in Cody. The Cody Enterprise reports that in the two previous years of holding the event, the department has given away all cans of the spray in less than an hour. The cans are distributed on a first-come, first-served basis tomorrow. To receive a can, people must show a current hunting or fishing license and take a survey about bear awareness. The department's BearWise community coordinator, Dusty Lassiter, says hunters who pick up the spray also have the opportunity to talk with bear biologists and practice using the spray with training cans. Montana Governor Steve Bullock and his re-election campaign have agreed to pay a $3,000 fine to settle a complaint that he did not timely file expense reports stemming from his use of a state airplane for campaign purposes. The campaign eventually reimbursed the state more than $7,000 for campaign-related trips that coincided with official government business. Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan said Bullock, quote, correctly subjected his campaign to a reimbursement policy, unquote, but did so only after coming under fire by Republicans who argued he was misusing government property for political purposes. The settlement agreement notes that 36 flights weren't reported within a month as required. Mangan signed the settlement on August 31st. Bullock's spokeswoman Rania Abel has called the late reports a, quote, paperwork error. Montana coal production is more than 2 million tons ahead of where it was this time last year. But analysts say the future is far from bright for the fossil fuel. The Billings Gazette reported Saturday that last year was the nation's lowest coal production year since 1978. And although this year is looking up, the first 7 months of 2017 still trail 2015 by production of about 6 million tons. The Montana Coal Council compiles the production numbers. Most of the state's production is coal mined from Spring Creek, a Cloud Peak Energy mine in southeast Montana. Cloud Peak Energy spokesman Rick Kurtzinger says the company experienced a large increase in sales to Asia customers from last year to this year. A major Wyoming wind project designed to deliver electricity to California faces growing competition from solar energy. The Casper Star Tribune reports renewable energy requirements in California are encouraging development of solar power. Roxanne Peruso with the Power Company of Wyoming told Wyoming legislators in Casper last week that solar development alone could succeed in meeting those requirements. California standards will require utilities to get half their electricity from clean, renewable sources by the year 2030. The requirement is a big driver of Power Company of Wyoming's plans to build one of the largest wind farms in the U.S. in southern Wyoming. Roadwork for the Chokecherry and Sierra Madre wind farm began last year. This is YPR News.